Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, David. We're hiring some new people at the end of the month. It's been almost 4 years since we hired anybody, and the training manuals are a little outdated. We've changed a few procedures since they were written. Do you think you could go over them and make them current?
Sure, no problem. When do you need this done by?
Well, we won't start training until the end of the month. As long as they are ready by then, we're okay. That should be plenty of time.
Number 32. What can be inferred about the speaker's company? Number 33. What problem does the woman mention? Number 34. What does the woman say about the company's procedures? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Your brother lives in Pittsburgh, doesn't he?
Yes, he's a student there. Why?
Well, I'll be there on business all next week, making presentations, and I'm staying a couple of extra days at the end to see the sights. I've never been before, and I was wondering if he might have some suggestions.
I'm sure he does. I'll send him an email and ask for some ideas, then get back to you.
Number 35. What does the woman find out about the man? Number 36. What does the man want? Number 37. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
I'm thinking about taking an online business class. Is that something I could get the company to pay for?
I think so, as long as it's relevant to your job.
It definitely is. So who would I talk to about that?
Mary in the Human Resources Department. But before you talk to her, you'll need to be prepared to justify the expense. They'll want you to prove that it'll benefit the company.
Number 38. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 39. What does the woman want to do? Number 40. What does the woman mean when she says...
It definitely is.
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
You look very familiar. Didn't you go to Huntingdale University?
Yes, I did. Class of 2016. You look familiar, too. Wait a minute. Are you Anna Colbridge?
Yes, good memory. But I'm married now, so it's Anna Winchester. And you're George Littlewood, right? Weren't we in the same freshman biology class?
Yes, but I'm Peter Brown. George and I always sat next to each other, and we sort of looked alike. People often thought we were brothers.
Number 41. What is true about the speakers? Number 42. What does the woman indicate about herself? Number 43. What does the man learn about the woman? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Patricia. How's things at your new job?
Good, thanks. But I'm really busy. There's a lot to do and no time to do it in. Plus, there are a lot of new skills I still need to learn. I'm still asking my co-workers for help. It's going to take a while for me to really feel comfortable doing things on my own.
I'm sure you'll figure it out soon. And besides, it's kind of exciting to have to struggle at a job.
Exactly. After you know how to do everything, it's not fun anymore. You're just working.
Number 44. What does the woman imply about her new job? Number 45. Why does the man tell the woman...
I'm sure you'll figure it out soon.
Number 46. What opinion do the speakers share? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Kathy. I just called to let you know that the meetings with Mr. Nakamura went well and we'll be returning tomorrow.
Wow, that's 3 days early. Things must have gone really well. So what happened?
Well, as you know, we were prepared to negotiate all week, but Nakamura accepted our first offer. He wasn't really in a position to talk us down on price. He needs our money to keep his company in business, and he needs it now.
Number 47. What did the man expect? Number 48. How does the woman feel about the man's news? Number 49. What is true about Mr. Nakamura's company? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
It's getting harder and harder for me to find places that develop and print film. Everything's digital these days.
Actually, I'm surprised to hear you're still using film. You're such a high-tech person, you know. Always having the latest gadgets. I figured you'd switch from a film camera to a digital camera years ago.
Well, I've been tempted a few times, but I have all this film equipment. I'd have to replace everything. And that's expensive. It's cheaper to just keep using what I already have.
But like you said, it's getting harder to find places that handle film.
Number 50. What can be inferred about the man? Number 51. What is the woman surprised to learn about the man? Number 52. What opinion do the speakers share? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Susan, do you have a minute? Can we talk to you about the Robinson project?
Sure. What's up?
Well, we're going to have to hire some extra help.
Oh. But the Robinson deadline isn't for another 2 months. That should be plenty of time to meet the deadline, don't you think?
Ordinarily, yes. But the thing is, well, Mr. Robinson's a great client, but he keeps adding to the scope of the project. Little things here and there that add up over time. And, of course, he wants us to do all these things and still meet the original deadline.
Really? I hadn't realized how serious a problem this was. If he's asking for changes that are outside the scope of the original contract, then we need to either renegotiate the contract or bill him for these extras.
I agree. We definitely need to have a talk with him about costs. But in the meantime, the project has gotten bigger and he's made it clear that pushing back the deadline isn't an option. So, the only way we can meet the current deadline is to bring in some part-time help.
Number 53. What do the men say they want? Number 54. What do the men claim about Mr. Robinson? Number 55. What can be inferred about the woman? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
It's a little chilly in there, don't you think?
Yeah, actually, it is. Is the heater on?
Let's see. It seems to be, but no heat's coming out. Here, take a look.
No, you're right. Maybe we should call the maintenance department and have them come up and check on it.
Good idea. I'll take care of that right away.
Number 56. Why does the man say...
Yeah, actually, it is.
Number 57. What seems to be the problem? Number 58. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, my name's Chris Jacobson from Global Hardware. Our order just arrived, and it looks like you sent too many items. We ordered a dozen B345s, and we got two dozen.
I'm sorry about that, Mr. Jacobson. I have your order here, and yes, you're right. I'm not sure why that happened, but we'll take care of it. I'll arrange for someone to go and pick up the extras from you and we'll take the charge off your bill.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Again, I'm sorry for the mistake. I'll give you a call back in a few minutes to let you know when we can send someone to pick up the extras.
Number 59. Why has the man called? Number 60. How many items does the man want? Number 61. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jack. Look, quickly. I just called to see if you can feed my cat for a few days.
Sure, no problem. But I didn't know you were going away. Where are you off to?
Home, Chicago. My aunt just called to tell me that my mother fell and broke her hip. I've got a flight at... Yikes. I have to be at the airport in an hour.
Well, don't worry. I know the cat food routine, and I've still got your house keys from your last trip. Just calm down. It'll be fine.
Number 62. What does the woman want the man to do? Number 63. Why is the woman upset? Number 64. What can be inferred about the man? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Have you finalized your travel plans? When will you be in Athens?
We arrive in Athens at night on the 20th. That's a Saturday night. We'll take it easy and maybe, you know, just do some sightseeing or something on Sunday. And then we'll meet with Panos and Vicky at their office on Monday morning.
Perfect. And are you planning to meet with Kostas at some point? He's the head of the Athens group, and you should definitely meet with him.
Yes, we've exchanged a couple of emails. Kostas said he'd give us a tour of the factory on Tuesday afternoon and that we'd then all go out for dinner afterwards. I think he also has some kind of entertainment planned for later in the evening. He said he had a surprise for us, but he didn't say what.
Yeah, that sounds like Kostas. You're going to like him. He's extremely smart, but also incredibly funny. You'll be laughing the whole time you're there. Really great guy.
looking forward to meeting him. And let's see, on Wednesday morning we are back at the office to meet with Sophia, and that's it. Our flight to New York scheduled for Thursday morning. We arrive sometime in the early afternoon. I'll email you my full schedule before I go.
Number 65. What does the man imply about Kostas? Number 66. Look at the graphic. On which day does the woman say she has dinner plans? Number 67. What does the woman promise the man she will do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, sir, so your total comes to $68.
Great. And I have this coupon for $10 off that I'd like to use.
I'm sorry, sir, but that offer is already ended.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm afraid so. It ended on the 15th. Sorry about that.
Yes, I see that now. My misunderstanding. I thought it was good all month. Oh well, so, then what's the total? 68? Here's 70.
And here's $2 and change. Have a nice day. Next in line, please.
Number 68. What does the man find out? Number 69. How much money does the woman give to the man? Number 70. Look at the graphic. What did the man misunderstand about the offer?